This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis in. Thanks for coming in this morning.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
So we are approaching the May primary election and a lot going on in your office.
Right. Today is the day that we release ballots into the mail system. We've been assembling ballots at our office as well.
And so literally some of that is going on even as we speak.
As we speak, yes, sir.
Wow. So what's the process about getting the ballots out to people? Where are those printed at?
They're printed in Bend, and then they're delivered to Springfield under lock and key, and only myself and the elections deputy are authorized to unlock that cabinet or that truck full of ballots.
Wow. So those are going out today. So that means people should start getting them maybe as early as tomorrow, if not by Friday or by Saturday.
Correct.
So talk about the election. Now, our deadline this year is May 17th. What are some of the changes? I understand there's been quite a bit of that.
So before I tell you about the changes, I just want to reassure voters that the preponderance of Douglas County voters will still cast their ballots well ahead of the May 17th deadline through both our ballot drop sites and the U.S. Postal Service. And by election night, we've generally received about 96% of the ballots that were cast. So the changes that have happened is that in the past, postmarks didn't count. But now, postmarks do count. So a new law known as the postmark rule states that any ballot postmarked on or before election day is considered on time if it arrives within 7 days after the election day.
And so that's a big shift there, which means we're not going to necessarily know all the results as quickly.
Correct. There will still be ballots arriving after election day, but they were cast on time if they have a postmark.
Right. And so what'll that change in terms of the results of getting out to voters?
So we still, at 8 p.m. on election night, will offer a preliminary, unofficial set of results. And again, that's probably about 96% of the cast ballots being counted. Now, instead of a few hours later having the final unofficial results, it will be 7 days later that the final unofficial results will come out. About 2 days after the election, we'll give a second preliminary unofficial, but it will not be until 7 days after the election that we'll give final unofficial, and then about 27 days after the election, we will certify the election results.
So on the second set of information, that data comes out on Thursday. By that point, because realistically, a lot of the ballots that are cast in time are going to get there by then. You're just going to have, you've got it open for a few more days for ones that kind of straggle in.
That's right.
And other things people should know about the election, any other changes?
Yeah. This is the first year that we will be not offering the optional secrecy sleeve, because inside of your ballot return envelope, there is a crosshatch pattern that will obscure any view of what you've cast in your ballot.
And is that something, are all counties doing that, or does that vary?
It varies. It does vary. But it will save us time and money in processing ballots.
Wow. And is that something that... How do you guys find out about changes that like that being an option?
We had to approach the state elections office and ask for permission to make that change. They reviewed our envelopes, proofs, and they approved it.
And so save some money, speed things up, but still going for the same level of privacy when you're putting your ballot in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, anything else people should know about the election process?
So some voters will notice that there's a possibility of four areas that may have changed because of redistricting. Only happens every 10 years, but you may see a different precinct, a different congressional district, a different House or Senate district as well. We now have four House districts in Douglas County, three Senate districts, and two congressional districts.
So that is a big change for a lot of people. And while some folks have probably figured it out, For some, finding out that they're in a different congressional district or a House or Senate district in particular may be a little bit of a surprise.
Well, hopefully they're reviewing their voter's pamphlet and we'll see those candidates for those districts.
Yeah, and most people should have the voter's pamphlet out by now, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you don't have a copy, we have extras at the office.
All right. Anything else?
As always, make sure you cast your ballot well ahead of time. If you're going to take your ballot to a post office on or near Election Day, it's going to need a postmark. So take it to the counter, ask for the postal employee to apply a hand cancellation or postmark to that ballot. If you're taking your ballot after like the 1 week prior to election night.
All right, very good. Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, here we go into the May primary election cycle. Thanks for being in.
It's an honor. Thank you.
839 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.